And now stay tuned, it's time for the provocative, controversial Craig Torso Show.
And here he is, folks, Craig Torso.
Hi there.
Craig Torso is wonderful.
Yes, I'm kind of wonderful, aren't I? But more of that later on the show today, the Bob Bent Experience. The Chamber Pot Man, Pearl Harbor and Lyndon Johnson, the Blow Wave Set, Tarzan Stripes, and introducing Johnny Hawk and the Pavement Oysters. We'd like to have more guests on the show, but unfortunately Bob Bent and the boys can't play any higher. That's the cue, a rave newie from Pearl and Lyndon on co-op label, title coming up.
I'll dismember you, you're the one who taught me to unscrew your leg a few moments ago.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Fab.
Thank you, that's one of my favorite words.
Some LPs are tame, but this one is a thriller. Go out and buy it right away. LP Gorilla.
Yeah, Gorilla, a groovy LP on Freedom label, but not as groovy as I am.
Craig Torso is wonderful.
And next one, please.
This is Craig.
And the next contestant, please.
What did you say that your name was again?
Derek.
Are you married?
I am.
Have you come here with your wife?
I have not.
Are you sad because you're on your own?
Oh, I'm alone.
Don't you have any friends?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Hello and welcome to Ready Clash. This is 175. So roll up your trousers and bring out your watermelons. It's the Bonzo Dog special. It's the Viv and Neil show.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoons, rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. And Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric.
I'm going to talk over this, much to the horror of everyone else. This is, of course, the intro and the outro of Bonzo Dog Band, and this is the Bonzo Dog Show. And I've tried to record this show many, many times. But first, around sort of like 80, sort of show 80, so several years ago, and it didn't work, it was too long. And then I recorded it recently and then ditched that one as well. So this is version 3, and hopefully we'll make it this time. Bonzo Dog formed around, I think it's September 1962, yeah, 25th September 1962. Where Vivian Stansel met a fellow art student, Rodney Slater, looking at a box, you know, watching a boxing match. And they went through various incarnations, which are probably too tedious to go through here, but eventually they became, as well, Sam Spoons, Roger Ruskin Spear on saxophone, Vivian Stansel, of course, you're hearing on vocals, doing his introduction lark way before Tubular Bells, Vernon Dudley Bohe-Newell and Legs Larry Smith, who I think did sort of drumming and percussion and things like that. And sometimes Bob Kerr. And sort of a whole load, millions of people in and out of that band, as much as its introduction. But we're going to go all the way back to 1962, and this is their the B-side of their first single, which is actually a cover of an old 78 classic, and it's incredibly rude and erotic. And this is I'm Going to Bring a Watermelon to My Girlfriend Tonight.
My girl an apple, she let me hold her hand. I brought my girl an orange, we kissed beneath the van. I brought my girl bananas, she let me squeeze her tight. I'm going to bring a watermelon to my girl tonight. I brought my girl red ribbons, she hung them in her hair. I brought my girl sequins, she stuck them here and there. I brought my girl blue china, she hung it from the shelf. Tonight I'm going to bring a rope and she can hang herself.
You may, goodness, but I'm afraid something's gonna happen to you. Listen, big boy, you've got me hooked and how I should die if I should lose you now. Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, ooh, ooh. Don't eat meat, ooh, ooh. Cut out sweets, ooh, ooh. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Don't step on hornets' tails, or on snails, or third rails. You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me. Thank you.
frozen ponds, ooh, ooh. Peroxide bonds, ooh, ooh. Stocks and bonds, ooh, ooh. You'll get a pain and ruin your bankroll. Keep a weather on underwear. When you climb a tree, take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
Ah, hello. As I said at the start, let's start again. That was the wonderful Button Up Your Overcoat, which originally was a hit for Ruth Etting, originally. I should just ban the word originally from my lexicon. And then, this is actually a very, very old school song as well, Tears in the Moonlight. But and then before that was I'm Going to Bring Watermelon to My Girl Tonight, which apparently was too risque for radio at the time in 1966, even though it was a 78 RPM record that didn't get censored. Originally, well, the version I've got on the great compilation, the songs that Bonzo Dog Band taught us, which is all the original songs they covered, is by the Savoy Havana Band, but I don't know if that's their first version. I couldn't find enough information for them. And as I said at the start, this is the Viv and Neil show mainly. I'm sort of concentrating on them. It's one of these things that they were an artistic collective. There was lots of people coming in, coming out. And I got it wrong at the start, because Sam Spoons and Vernon Dudley were part of the band. But then the main core was Roger Ruskin Spear, Vivian Stansel, Neil Innes, Legs Larry Smith, and who else? I think that's it, really. Oh yeah, and Rodney Slater. And that was kind of like the as of the Mr. Slater's Parrot. So they were the main core of the band, and the main songwriters were, of course, Vivian Stansel and Neil Innes. And did some very, very good songs. As I say, those two songs were, that's from 1966, I think. So you've got the first one, which was that was the B-side to My Brother Make the Noises for the Talkies, which again is another cover of an old 78 record. Like Tiny Tim, they like to cover their 78 records. And what it was is that they sort of covered those and brought them back, but in kind of their inimitable style, really. So, and then it was followed up in October of 66 by Ali Oop, and the B-side is Button Your Overcoat. I like the B-sides. I love the B-sides, so I have to play those. So eventually their album came out in 67, which is called Gorilla. And I'll try not to play most of that album, because that's my favourite. Yeah, I think it is my favourite Bonzo Dog album. But at that point they were known as the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, which they actually dropped the doodah, which apparently was a version after Dada. And if you don't know what Bonzo is, Bonzo was an early, I think 1920s or 1910s, certainly early 20th century cartoon dog. So there's kind of like they started out doing the sort of the trad jazz, the jazz kind of almost spoof jazz for people who don't really like jazz. It's like jazz for people who don't like jazz, spoofing the kind of the trad jazz groups of the time. You know, with the skiffle boards and it's more skiffle, but you know the whole you know the wash, you know the tea chests and the skiffle boards and the sort of the whole Dixie jazz thing and trad jazz. I can't think of any examples, but and then they got ripped off I think it was a new Vaudeville band ripped them off for Winchester Cathedral, and so they sort of moved to more rock direction. And the tracks, I'm not going to play their most famous track, which is Urban Spaceman, but which is on the next album after this, actually. So the first track I'm going to play there is a track which is probably going to surprise you, because you probably thought this band had invented their title themselves. But no, the band that is known, Death Cab for Cutie, took their title, rather coolly, from a Bonzo Dog Doodah track. And that is from Gorilla, so I'll play that now. And you have to say that Vivian Stansel probably didn't think he was a very good singer, but he did do a mean impersonation of Elvis Presley.
That night cutie called a caper. She left her east side drum so drab.
Baby, don't do it.
She went out on the town. No one will make her love frown.
Death cab for Judy. Death cab for Judy.
Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. The cab was racing through the night.
Baby, don't do it.
His eyes in the mirror keeping cutie in sight.
Baby, don't do it.
When he saw cutie, it gave him a thrill. Don't you know, baby, curves can kill. Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. Judy, don't you play with fate. Don't leave your love alone. If you go out of the state, his heart will turn to stone. Bad girl, cutie, what have you done? Slip and sliding down a highway 31.
Baby, don't do it.
The traffic lights change from green to red. They try to stop, but they both wound up dead.
Death cab for cutie. Death cab for cutie.
Someone's gonna make you pay your fare. Someone's gonna make you pay your fare.
Someone's gonna make
you pay your fare. Someone's gonna make you pay your
life's like that, isn't it? Only the other day I was walking in the West End and suddenly I was set upon by hordes of fans and admirers who wanted to touch my clothes. So I took sanctuary in a nearby cinema. Normally, of course, I don't go in, but that day I saw something that really moved me. I'd like to share this wonderful experience with you. It was The Sound of Music.
So that was The Sound of Music from Gorilla. Very, very funny. And then before that was Death Cab for Cutie, which they performed, if you've ever seen, one of the about three people have ever watched the musical Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles. They actually perform at the end, you know, the scene with the stripper. That's the Bonzo Dog Band. Or Bonzo Dada Band, or the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. It's kind of, it's all variants of names, just makes it very complicated. And doesn't this sound like Blur? Slight influence there, I think. The reason for doing this show is that, really, like the shows I did for Ivor Cutler and Joe Strummer, and I tend to do them on sort of things like, you know, 50, 75. I just kind of tend to time it like that, accidentally or not. Is that certainly, I would say, with Vivian Stanshall, definitely, and to some extent Neil Innes, they never really had the fame they should have deserved, because The music is genius. It's a mixture of kind of art school meets total insanity, meets parody, meets humour, meets genuine kind of psychedelia. Was very much an inspiration for a lot of people, I think, including the Beatles, who were fans of what they were doing. And even Paul McCartney produced The Urban Spaceman, which, again, I will not play. It's weird. Their biggest hit is my least favourite song of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Because the thing is that I... that put me off the Bonzo Dog Band for years and years and years and years and years and years. And years. I wouldn't like them because I kept seeing them on Beat Club or something, or the BBC sessions at late night. They used to play all those old 60s musical things. I used to watch them, and they'd bring on their... They always play Urban Spaceman, and I'd be like, oh. Strange, it's the least favourite single of theirs. When I actually heard the Viv Stansel and this stuff, and also the other Neil Innes stuff, I just fell in love with it. So, and of course, the first one I heard was Gorilla, so that's probably why it's a special album for me. So... They actually appeared on things like Do Not Adjust Your Set, about that sort of time, 67, 68, I think. And so that started their sort of influence, but also collaboration with a lot of the Monty Python lot, including Eric Idle, who we'll hear of later. And then came the next album, which was in... not in 1987, that's for the CD, isn't it? In 1968, which is The Donut in Granny's Greenhouse, which is had apparently in the groove the thing saying, the noises of your body are part of this record. Interesting. So I have to play the track off that, which is Hello Mabel, which isn't, although it sounds like it should be part of, it's a cover from an old 78 records. So where they started actually recreating 78 records in that sort of 1920s jazz style, here they're actually doing it themselves.
You know, people may say that it will never do. I can't help the way I feel when I'm with you. Hello, Mabel, are you able to come out today? It's a lovely day, won't you come and stay? Hello, Mabel, if you're able, slip out on your own. Leave your chaperone, and be alone. People may say that it will never do, but I can't help the way. Hello, Mabel, if you're able, say you'll come, please do. For an hour or two, you know I love you.
Shoodle wasp, shoodle wasp.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
nice, won't that be nice? And by the way, how's your wife? Your holidays were spent in Spain. You went by train, you'll go again.
Have you seen me bullfight poster on the wall? Do you know the happy memory it recalls? It's a photograph of me and my son Ted. That's me cousin with his hanky on his head. We booked in at our hotel just after two and met a family from Bradford that we knew.
Fighting half of the brain pipe separates the core from me. Fighting half of the brain pipe, oh mama, belongs to me.
On his bass saxophone solo as promised.
Sister in Toronto is a nurse, and I've had a bit of bother laying turf. It's life, not books, that taught me all I've learned. Whoop, in the oven, my rice pudding's getting burnt. Here, have you seen the new attachment on me drill? I must have a cat put down, cos he's ill.
Hey, neighbour!
Fighting half of the brain pipe, I'm a tainted fool. Fighting half of the brain pipe, from you.
I'm a wobbly jelly, you're a great sponge. I'm a sherry trifle, you're a chocolate sponge. You're a blessed paper hat, mine and fate's balloons.
What?
Here comes a spoon.
My pink heart of the brain pipe separates me from the incredibly fascinating story of your life and every day-to-day event in all its minute and tedious attention to detail. And was it a Thursday or a Wednesday or... Oh, no, it wasn't, so who cares anyway, because I do not so normal. If you're normal, I intend to be a freak for the rest of my life, and I shall baffle you with cabbages and rhinoceroses in the kitchen in sets and quotations from Now We Are Six through the mouthpiece of Lord Snoopy's giant poisoned electric head. So
started as an art school idea, you know, as a Dada reactionary band, and so it was rather a question of sophisticating certain aspects of a chaos that we were creating. So we already had our material ready made, so to speak, you know, from using furniture and posters and newspapers and bits and pieces on the stage. And then we sort of refined this and started writing our own songs, and the thing became a more...
You've been calling it Dadaistic.
Well, yeah, this, we were all sort of Dada-inclined students, and so we got together, you know, to make a musical row. You know, that's why I'm saying that this was at the, you know, at the root of it, at the start of the band. So I put it together. I mean, we used to sort of, we went into pubs, and then we'd ask for requests, and then somebody would ask for something out of the top 20, and then we'd play it, and nobody knew the words or the chords or melody or anything, and we just played it sort of very rudely and directly, pointing at their faces to embarrass these people with the sort of sickness of their choice. And people sort of liked it, you see, which was incredible, and then it started from there. So that's what we started with. I mean, half of them couldn't play their instruments, and no idea. I mean, it was just who could make the loudest row and the most arbitrary possible interpretation of a tune.
Single sports fans hope it makes you
sense. No idea. I mean, it was just who could make the loudest row and the most arbitrary, you see, which was incredible. And then it started from there. So that's what we started with. I mean, half of them couldn't play their instruments. Had no idea. I mean, it was just who could make the loudest row and the most arbitrary possible interpretation of a tune.
This is the B side of our single. Sports fans hope it makes you sick. I don't really mean that. Honestly, we're very nice chaps, really.
In the canyons of your mind, I will wander through your brain to the ventricles of your heart, my dear. I'm in love with you again. Cross the mountains of your chest, I will stick a Union Jack to the forest of your cheek, through the holes in your string vest.
I'll never wash it.
My darling, in my cardboard colored dreams, once again I hear your love, and I kiss, yes I kiss your perfumed hair,
but she's not there.
The sweet essence of giraffe. And each time I call your name, oh, how it hurts! In the wardrobe of my soul, in the section labeled shirts, I can't get it together. I mean it.
Yeah, he means it, yeah.
Great torso is wonderful.
That's nothing, but here's something just for you, Janet Snivel of 32 Canavis Gardens, SE3. Get ready real soon, Janet. I'm singing only for you.
The loveliness of Paris.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Seems somehow sadly gay.
Thank you very much. Keep writing in those wonderful letters.
The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going back to my city by the bay.
That's all we have time for. With us in the studio, back from his fantastic tour of Central Europe, singing star Tarzan Stripe. Come on over, Tarzan, and say hello.
Hello, Craig.
Well, hello, Tarzan. Nice to have you on the Craig Torso Show.
Craig Torso is wonderful.
Tell me, are you a regular listener?
Oh, yes, I'm quite regular, thank you, Craig, and I'm a real fan of your show. I've got a new record coming
well,
out.
Well, that's so all I wanted to hear, and that's all we have time record. For, Tarzan, so keep swinging.
Ball air.
Whew. What's that awful smell, darling?
Why, don't you know it's new spray foul air?
Foul air?
Yes, wonderful new foul air. Quickly dispels perfume or floral smells. It makes your home reek like a slaughterhouse.
You mean it's goodbye boring fresh air?
Mm-hmm. And it's only 17.11 in this attractive pack.
I rather like it. Foul air, I must remember that. What a marvellous Xmas present. Yes, foul air smells real good, but not as good as I do.
Great Torso smells wonderful.
Oh, there goes the telephone again, and if I'm not mistaken, and I never am. Hello, this is Craig Torso. Who's that, please?
Mrs. Later.
Have you got a first name?
Yes, Nora.
Oh, may I call you Later?
Oh.
Tell me, what does your husband do?
He's doing it now.
Do you do anything other than being a housewife?
Oh,
thank you. Shut up. Thank you for coming on the show. Thanks for saying so many nice things about us. now time for a real rocker from Johnny Hook and the Paper Noisters, written especially for the Craig Torso Show, titled Oh Craig. When used to say, on next week's show, the Spinal Curvatures, Sandy the Singing Gorilla, and Anui from Andy Stewart. So don't forget now, same time, same place, you've been listening to the Craig Torso Show, starring and introducing yours truly, Craig Torso. Don't forget, Craig Torso is really wonderful. Biceps for now.
Craig Torso was wonderful. Beside a waterfall with you.
All together now.
By a waterfall I'm calling you. We can share it all beneath a ceiling of blue. We'll spend a heavenly day here where of whispering waters play. There's a whippoorwill, he's calling you. By waterfall, he's dreaming too. As a magical melody, Mother Nature sings to me. Beside a waterfall, with you.
So that was By Waterfall by the Bonzos, which is from the third album, although we'll get to that in a minute. Third album, Tadpoles, which came out in 69. And that originally was a hit for, or recorded in 1925 for Jack Hilton Orchestra. It was originally called Just a Cottage Small, brackets By Waterfall, and then got renamed by G. De Silva, who is B.G. De Silva, who is someone who pops up quite a lot in some of the best records of that time. Oops. And then before then was the Craig Torso Show. They used to record little sort of in between special humorous bits for radio, for BBC Radio, for Radio 1, which started in 67, and sort of Top Gear sessions and later Peel sessions, because obviously his show was originally Top Gear and was hosting it with all kinds of, you know, not just him. And so that's from that. So that's their spoof radio show, which is funny that we're doing a spoof of a really cheesy radio show, you know, way, way before Smashy and Nicey type stuff. And actually putting it out on Radio 1, which I thought was funny. And then before that, and you heard a little bit of that at the start of the show as well. That's the first half of that. Then before that was a BBC session from, I think, Top Gear. Canyons of Your Mind, I think number 2, the second version. And that intro, the sports fans' intro, you'll find quite a pops up everywhere, including, I think, Kleptones have used it, one of their things. Then before that was a little bit of Vivian Stanzall talking about the early days of the Bonzo Dog Band. And then a great example of a sort of Englishman's castle territorialness, which is My Pink Half of the Drainpipe. And I love the way that expresses just that sort of, it's like paranoia that people have about their sort of personal space in England. And I love the way he says, you know, this manifesto about never being normal. If you're normal, I'm going to talk about kings and have rhinoceroses and quote from when we were 6. And then before that was Hello Mabel, which is one of their tracks, even though it sounds very, very early, sort of 1920s. It's actually, I think it's one of theirs. As far as I know, I've never found a cover. So next we're going to have the album after the second one, which was Donut in Granny's Greenhouse, which apparently is a euphemism for having a shit, basically. It's Granny's Greenhouse is the outhouse, and I assume the donut is a shit. Something, yeah, it's to do with that, you know, outside toilets anyway. Very scatological. Surprise, surprise. And then the third album is now called Tadpoles, which By Waterfall comes from, and also the next track, which is one of Stephen Fry's favourite tracks of all time, because I was reading his early biography, which was Moab Is My Washpot, and he just was explaining his love for the Bonzo Dog Band, specifically quoting this song, and it's one of my favourite songs as well. It is very queer in a lot of ways, which is what he talked about. And if I could pull it out, if I could actually find the book, I would quote it, but I haven't. So anyway, apparently he worked on a documentary about Vivian Stansel's life. Apparently he became a friend later on of Viv Stansel's, and so he was, I don't know if he presented it as well, but certainly he was producing that, so with quite a few people after his death. But I'm jumping ahead there. So this is a great sort of song about public school life. This is Sport the Odd Boy.
Let's go back to your childhood.
Boy, Dear Mr. Pogson, would you kindly excuse Stephen from games today? He has had a nasty cold over the weekend and still has headaches and feels a bit snotty. I don't feel he should be outside with a rougher typewood boy as he is a little delicate. Hoping you will understand, yours sincerely, Nellie Maynard, Mrs.
Give him a nice cold shower.
Thank you. armchair. His father said to Soberhead, the sharks of mechanical time are biting each soft second as they filter through your mind. His mother said to Soberhead, why do you wear your hair so long? Soberhead said, kick out the jams, mother! And they had marmalade and kicked the pantry out into the street and lived happily ever after. I think that silence is appropriate, and it shall remain appropriate. Drunken whore, the wine-red skeins of broken blades, a swim on the lathered floor. Soberhead believed that his head was full of hair, not like a hamster, more like an armchair. And Soberhead was sure he could pull out more and more and more and more and more and more.
They say that I'm unusual, but I don't think that's true. In fact, I'm just as usual as any one of you. And you are just as usual as any one of me. We are all as usual, a usual family. We're usual, we're usual, we're usual, we're usual. We are usual.
So the boys got together and formed a band. Fate played the straight man, and since then they've never looked back.
So that was Soberhead, which is a Peel session. And actually, there is actually a more proper version of that, as in not from a radio session. I can't actually work out where it's from, whether it was ever released or not. It just appeared on later compilations. And then before that, in the background, you're hearing Bride Stripped Bare by Bachelors Even, which is from the fourth album they did, which is Keensham. Which apparently the way that got named Keensham, I thought it was named after the place, but apparently on the radio, I think it was Radio Caroline, or Luxembourg, there was a dubious method for forecasting football results, and apparently he used to repeatedly spell Keensham, Keynsham, for the listeners who wanted to purchase his strange, strange secret. Which I didn't know that. I was sort of doing some research. Like, oh, that's very strange. And that's actually where Sport the Odd Boy is from. I got that totally and utter fuckingly wrong. As usual, I do apologise. This didn't play at the wrong speed. Then before that was What Do You Do, which is from that album. Which is, I know that's Neil Innes on sort of songwriting duties. I mean, he's probably well known for his later, more parody tracks, but he did some very beautiful, very thoughtful tracks. And then before that was Sport the Odd Boy, and which I totally got wrong, is actually from the Keensham album. And what confused me is they released two albums in a year. This was released in October of 69, and the other album was released in Tadpoles, released in August of 69. Apparently one of the few bands to ever do that. I don't know if it's the only band, but it's only it can't be the only band, but one of the few bands to ever have done that. But what happened is they actually is Vivian Stansel left in 1970. He quit the band. Between, I forget exactly the dates of each tour, I think between 68 and 69, and I'm sure probably releasing two albums didn't help. I think between 68 and 69 they did a US tour, and sort of the very high workload, and he was on a lot of tranquilizers, and ostensibly for stage fright. And so what happened is that he just kind of cracked up, apparently. He just had a sort of total nervous breakdown and shaved his head. And the I don't know, not too sure if the US tour actually ever happened, the second US tour. It just sort of went totally wrong. So I'm not too sure if he went out there for that tour. But yeah, he was suffering from stage fright and depression, and the sort of second tour was a nightmare because he was so sort of tanked up on tranquilizers on Valium. So he quit. But actually what happened is that they had to do another album. They were told that under contract they had to do another album. So ironically, even though he'd left the group, he was forced to rejoin the group and record another album, which became Let's Make Up and Be Friendly. Very appropriately named. And I would say a lot of the songs on that album, I mean, the lightness of the previous albums is gone, and it is really there are some very heartbreaking songs on there, and I'm going to play one of them now, which is Don't Get Me Wrong. And the interesting thing is, I think apart from maybe the first sort of album, most of the time they didn't write songs together. I mean, they did some of the songs together, but usually it seems to be, you know, either a bit like Lennon McCartney, really. It's like either Vivian Stansel or Neil Ennis, occasional collaboration, and more so on Donut and Granny's Greenhouse. But it kind of, you know, became more kind of separated out later on, and they, you know, they only worked on a couple of songs together on the last one, so on Keensham. And the most sort of interestingly cutting songs about the whole sort of relationship with each other and also the group are the two songs that they wrote together, which I'm going to play now. This is Don't Get Me Wrong.
Time I stop to think of all your charms. Ruby lips and eyes of pink, and a touch of aerosol.
Such a long time since we were close.
Don't get me wrong.
In my mind, I can just recall soft impressions of you.
When I tell you that I need you.
so secure. And I felt strong as tempered steel. Why did you let me go? Please know I feel the same way about you. She'd have big noses and skin like a seal.
To tell you, and one song to smell you, one song to touch you, and tell you how much
I feel
twisted. I'm lonely, I'm dying inside. Believe me,
baby.
I never lie. Straight from my heart. Sweet song of love. Must I go through all this pain?
Yes!
Straight from my heart. Sweet song of love.
So that was Straight From My Heart, from the Let's Make Up and Be Friendly album. You can hear You Done My Brain in the background as well, which is a later song. Well, not from the album. And then before that was Don't Get Me Wrong. Those are kind of the more kind of, how can you say, more sympathetic versions from that album. I mean, it's hard to describe. Songs like Fresh Wound and Bad Blood a very kind of bitter sounding from both of them. So it's not a happy album. Then before the I've just told you what they are. So they broke up in 1970, even though there was kind of this reformation in 1971, and then the Let's Make Up an Album, Be Friendly album came out in 1972. So they sort of went their merry ways. Viv Stansel was in several groups, very short-lived, groups such as Big Grunt. He did some work with Kilgoron and the Sean Head Band. There's about 5 million different things, and I'll play. I don't know if I'm playing any of that stuff later. I'm playing mostly solo stuff, because most of it isn't really that. I'm not really fond of it. Some of it's all right, but including a very strange cover of the Young Ones, which. Very strange. Can I imagine a surf rock cover with Vivian Stanzel all over the top? Very, very bizarre. And then Neil Innes went on to work with Monty Python in sort of the last, it's 74. He wrote songs for the last series of Monty Python's Flying Circus, and then wrote songs for Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and then got involved with Rutland Television. Which, we'll tell you about that in a little bit. And then also you had Legs Larry Smith went off to work with various people, including Elton John and Clapton and sort of people like that. And you had Roger Ruskin Spear released his own album. I think Rodney Slater did his own solo efforts, but I can't actually remember at this point what they are. I think he might have released... a few albums of his own. Yeah, the Roger Ruskin Spear was Electric Socks. Electric Socks. It would have been better if we called Electric Socks, actually, given his trouser clothing fetish. I mean, he's the one who had the thing about the trouser press. He's the one with the trouser fetish. And trouser press, of course, includes a mic'd up trouser press. He's actually performing. And one of his singles was Trouser Freak, which is kind of like, it seems to be a kind of almost like a remake of Trouser Press. I'm trying to think if there is any. I'm sure Rodney Slater's done some stuff, but I don't know if he did any albums of his own. I don't think so. So anyway, this is from Electric Shock. This is Mattress Man by Roger Ruskin Spear, who, as I haven't told you, is actually son of Ruskin Spear, and I was taught by him once at Chelsea.
Right, settle down now. This is a little story about a mattress.
Your mattress man.
I wanna be your mattress man. I wanna be your mattress man. I wanna be your mattress man. Move over, there's room for two or three or four. My mattress man. Don't you know my baby's got a brand new way of walking on my mattress? Mattress. Don't you know my baby's got a brand new way of walking on my mattress? Your mattress man. Man. Come on, baby.
Did you bring any old records with you?
Well, no. Why?
Well, you see, we can't possibly make any new records unless we've got some old ones to melt down.
Good heavens, bad as that, is it?
Afraid so, sir.
Take good care of my baby.
What was that?
Oh, take no notice. That was just a bit of an old record that was used to make this one.
Good grief.
I got the recycled vinyl blues. I got Tchaikovsky and the Blues Wave. Jumping in the same spiral groove. I got the recycled vinyl blue.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
One day as I was walking along, I had a great idea. I thought I'd write a hit song, make a little money from a happy tune. Sound. Some people just dig up the world, there's money underground. They dig out all the copper, uranium and zinc.
But I could really dig it if they only stopped to think. Now everybody knows you have to put back what you take. Who'd ride a roller coaster if they knew it had no break? It took a million years for us to crawl out from the sea. Five will get you ten, they can't recycle you or me. Tchaikovsky and the blue suede shoes, jumping in the same spiral groove. I got the recycled vinyl blue. I got the recycled vinyl blue. I got Tchaikovsky and the blue suede shoes, bumping in the same spiral groove. I got the recycled vinyl.
Meanwhile, on Rockland Weekend Television, it's time for music.
Shopping.
society. I'm a kleiner Mittelklasse Music.
Little quote there. That was Neil Innes with How Sweet to Be an Idiot, which obviously, as what he did in this Rootles track, Triangular, he was quoting back because he got ripped off by Oasis, who thought it would be a jolly jape to rip off his tune, and he sued them and won. I've played that previously in Radio Clash. It's probably my favourite, or one of my favourite Neil Innes tracks of all time. But of course, we started that set with Roger Ruskin Spear with Mattress Man. A very strange song. I mean, there's another track called Dr. Rock, which actually starts with him phoning up emergency inquiries. Very strange. And then after that was Recycled Vinyl Balloons. Blues even. Recycled Vinyl Blues, which is Neil Innes inventing the mashup. Oh, well, obviously, there's probably stuff around there beforehand, but yes. I think it's actually by Neil Innes something band, and I think it might be by the Neil Innes band, but every other credit says Neil Innes. So that came out in 1974. When he left, when the Bonzers broke up, he formed a group called The World, which only existed for one album, and then went on to work with a band, sort of almost like a supergroup called The Grimms, which I think also Vish Tansal worked with as well, apparently, but with a group called the Scaffold, if you remember, Lily the Pink. So even more, because of course, Mike McGeer is Paul McCartney's brother. It's all interlinked. Yeah. And going on to the Beatles, of course, then he worked with the Pythons, as I mentioned. Then he worked with Eric Idle on the Rutland Weekend Television, which is a series in 75 and 76, which, if you can find the suspiciously high quality torrent rips, as in they've got all the TX and the and all of the all the stuff you would never get on a DVD, because it's never been issued on DVD, because I think Eric Idle forbade it. For some reason, he's embarrassed about Rutland. I don't know why. It's really good. I mean, it's got some really good stuff with George Harrison. Sort of appearing in their Christmas special, which is really, really funny. But yeah, they've appeared as a torrent when suspiciously after he forbade them to issue it, because they were preparing to do that. All with all of the proper sort of the colour bars and the countdown and all the TX data. Funny that. So that's kind of interesting, but that is really good. And so that's what the track called Front Loader is from that, which was after Recycled Vinyl Blues, and that's from the incredibly super rare Rutland Weekend Songbook. You're noticing a trend here. Eric Idle puts a kibosh on all of these things, and actually it's a really good series. I would, you know, if you can find it on torrent sites, I would, because you can't get anywhere else at all. It's never been rebroadcast, and it has never come out. I don't think it's even come out on VHS ever. It's never been released. So from that, of course, came the Rootles, which you're hearing in the background, which is a track called Shangri-La, where he quotes himself at the start, which is kind of spooky. And that's a track that actually was released on the album done in 1994, which is Archaeology, Eine Kleine Middle Class of Music, but actually was written in the late 70s or early 80s, because it appeared on his show that he did, which is the Innes Book of Records, which was 1981, I think, or 70, well, I think it's 79 or 81, I can't exactly remember when. I thought it was 81, but I've just seen something, it said 1979, so I'm really confused. On his site it says the album for Innes Book of Records is 79, so I really don't know. Oh, it says 79 on Wikipedia, so it must be true. I'm pretty sure it's 81, actually, but anyway, who knows? Answers on a postcard, please. And then send them to Santa Claus or Satan, I don't care. He then worked with the Rootles, so did the Rootles, and that took off because, of course, they did the Rootles film, which I highly recommend, which was produced by Working Productions, which is George Harrison's, and apparently they had access to the Beatles catalogue and saw some of their films, and apparently he thought it would be a real laugh to do the Rootles film, which came out, I think, in 78, I think. 78 or 79? 78, yes. Which is, of course, a total spoof on the Beatles. But ironically, he got totally ripped off with the song publishing on the first album, because even though he got permission, even though he parodied very, very well, to the point of nothing that he's done could be tracked back to the, you know, you can't, there's nothing on there which is a rip off of any Beatles track. They're similar, but they're not, you know, they're musically different, but he actually had to give them co-songwriting credits, so got kind of stiffed on that one, which he didn't do for Archaeology, I can tell you. Because, you know, its credit's different for all the bonus tracks. Anyway, going off the off thing. So, I Have Sweet to Be an Idiot. That's from the early 70s as well. I think it's from 73 or 74. Yeah, 73, I think. Might be 74. So, yeah, it was... and then after that we had haven't done the next track yet. That's a good sign. So he's had a lot of success with the Rootles. I say they reformed in 94, though that apparently went down like a lead balloon with Eric Idle. I didn't hear that here, but that's what I've heard. So he wasn't part of the reforming, which of course Archaeology is his take of the Beatles anthology, of course, if you've been under a rock. But it's actually a very good album. I actually prefer it. I've got both albums there, and the first one's good. It's got some really nice I would say the film is good for the first one, and you don't need the album, but the second album is well worth buying as an album in its own right. It's very good. So that's what Neil Ayres is up to. So we're now going to go into sort of what Viv Stansel was up to. And he sort of worked on a very strange album, which was after all the sort of collaborations, which didn't really bear fruit, which is called Men Opening Umbrellas Ahead with members of Traffic from 74. And I have got a copy of that. I'm not going to play any from it because it's just fucking weird. But I'm going to play a track from his 1981 album, which is Teddy Boys Don't Knit, which is much, much better. And this is Terry Keeps His Clips On.
Biking down the road,
Terry keeps his clips on.
Good advice from Dad,
always wear your clips, son.
Pity that he's dead, buried with his clips on. Terry is a clean young man, but next door think he's weird. His Idi Aminosyncrates are stranger than my beard. Rides to work,
Terry keeps his clips on.
Like any other bloke,
Terry keeps his clips on.
Slaving at the bench,
Terry keeps his clips on.
Quiet in the gents,
Terry keeps his clips on.
Private parts.
all the wasps can buzz off.
Toby keeps his lips on. 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 Toby keeps his lips on.
No need for wellies. Florrie, shawl about her sparrow shoulders, took the interminable beige thing she was knitting into the garden. Earth, having sipped its cold manna, merely psst, psst, and crisped beneath pom-toed fastidious feet. Worms and wigglies slumbered deep and stirred not a bit, as didn't dead Mr. Cumberpatch, who, like all Rawlinsons or favoured servants, was buried upright in the Victory Garden.
No sense in wasting space, said Henry. Bags of calcium and goodness in the buggers. You should have seen my sprouts when Baron tossed off the ruined pole kicked it.
About Florrie, in stone postures various, were 207 gnomes.
Sitting in a sunken garden, pink in a sinking sun, thinking of a summer long ago, when one was 21, naming all the flowers so friendly, shouting at the shrubs so thick. Lo, behold, lobelia, one bite and the bishop was sick.
How nice to be in England, now that England's built.
I stand upright in my wheelbarrow and pretend I'm Boadicea. Shy goldfish shady in the greenweed, by gadflies giddy in the haze. Here I sit, I knit, 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 with the garden gnomes I say.
How nice to be in England, now that England's here. I stand upright in my wheelbarrow and pretend I'm Boadicea.
The name of Viv Stanchel is probably familiar to far fewer people than it should be. On his day, Viv was as funny as anybody ever has been, and far funnier than most. That there were too few of these days was the result of Viv's inability to resist the lure of drink and tranquilizers, and some combination of these presumably contributed towards his terrible death on March the 6th. Viv first came to public attention with the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. The Bonzos had a hit in 1968 with I'm the Urban Spaceman, but failed to follow this with a rewarding sequence of chart biggies. They made several diverting LPs, were pretty huge on the college circuit, and an LP of performances recorded for Radio 1 is due for release in a few weeks' time, just as soon as I can get the sleeve notes written, in fact. After the Bonzos broke up, Viv continued to record for Radio 1, usually under the direction of John Walters, one of too few people who could moderate Viv's barmier excesses, and who had the foresight to see that here was an exceptional man who should be persevered with, even in the face of unreliability and prevarication on an epic scale. The result of Viv Stanchel's work with Walters was a sequence of extended pieces, interspersed with songs, about Rawlinson End and the grotesques who people this hellish stately home. Whenever one of the irregular Rawlinson End episodes had been broadcast, the following weeks were spent fielding letters and phone calls from astonished listeners who wanted to know what it was and where they could get it. I have to admit that I was slightly alarmed by Viv in the flesh, not only because of his sometimes unusual behaviour, but by the feeling that I was face to face with someone whose thought processes were not only very different to mine, but vastly superior. I've always had a similar reaction to Captain Beefheart, and since hearing that Stanchel and Beefheart spoke regularly on the phone, I've been lying awake at nights wondering what these two astonishing men might have been talking about. Viv was a wonder, and it is fortunate that, although we have too little of his work by which to remember him, we do have this film to remind us of some of his many and curious parts.
In the canyons of your mind, I will wander through your brain. To the ventricles of your heart, my dear, in love with you again.
As lead singer of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, Vivian Stanchel was the court jester of the underground rock scene of the 60s. The quintessential art school band, the Bonzos, were a chaotic mixture of music hall, rock parody, and Dada nonsense. Resolutely English, Stanchel and co. brought an absurdist sense of humour and a love of slapstick to a scene that was already beginning to take itself too seriously.
That night, cutie called a cab. She left her east side drum so drab.
Despite the Magical Mystery Tour, the Isle of Wight Festival, and their solitary hit, I'm the Urban Spaceman, the Bonzos were perhaps too anarchic even for the 60s. Stanchel spent much of the 70s on the rampage with his friend Keith Moon, two madcaps living out of their wits. His oddball progress culminated in his book, record, and film, Sir Henry at Rawlinson End, with a cast of very English characters, including himself as Hubert.
I said, I hate drafts.
Again, the prisoners play. I like to comfort them on the way to the gibbet. In omni partis et cum. Yes, sir. But you, sir, with your bearing and natural dignity, can only be.
I am Hubert. I do not know my last name. I was found in snowdrift, clutching a tiny bundle, and on my finger, no wedding band. Do you like riddles?
After a fruitful writing partnership with Steve Winwood, Stanchel fell out of sight for much of his last decade, his most visible work prior to his death being a series of extraordinary beer ads.
Malcolm the porcupine went to see if a moon of green cheese would float. He exhaled a spray of, "Will you go away to the land where the hoppity oats?" He brewed Humpty of Ruddles, which he dumped in puddles and licked up whenever it snowed.
This Stanchel playlet is how Viv saw his life in 1991. Take it away, Viv.
What the hell am I doing this for? What the hell am I doing this for? 'Cause I'd rather cut my hair than I'd let a stranger play my lead guitar. I'd rather cut my hands than I'd let a stranger play my own piano. I'd rather cut my hands than I'd let a stranger blow my saxophone.
Sometimes I get so weak-willed and crazy, frustrated and angry, so wired up and wheeled, and so lonely, 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 so lonely.
A complete stranger play around with me.
The Cracks Are Showing by Vivian Stanchel, again from the Teddy Boys Don't Knit album, which is from 81. Let's see. So he had several sort of projects that weren't really that successful in the early 70s, and then did he actually studied in for Peel, John Peel, in 1970 for doing these radio flashes, which I do actually have, really badly recorded, because of course the BBC, being the BBC, didn't tape anything. So a lot of these things are, although it's released some of them on CD, a lot of them haven't been released ever, are just sitting on if they have the tapes. I don't know if they have tapes of the radio flashes. They're very funny. You've got Keith Moon on them. I'd love to have proper versions, but literally they're recorded on some wax cylinder or something. And so that led to several Peel sort of sessions, really, with Rawlinson End. Because on the last Bonzo Dog album in 1970, there was a track called Rawlinson's End, which is a spoken word track with accompaniment from Neil Innes. And it was all about the Rawlinsons, which eventually led to these 20 something. I mean, it was like many, many parts, which everyone loved on the Peel show. It went down really well. Eventually becoming a film in 1980, which I've not managed to track down. Otherwise, I would have this whole show would be littered with quotes from it, because it looks wonderful. This is the thing. I mean, this is why I echo what John Peel just said. May rest his soul. But what he said about the criminally underloved. I can't remember the exact wording, but yeah, a work, you know, criminally sort of in a, you know, unnoticed Vivian Stansel, because a lot of his stuff is not available. You have to really mess around to find it, including the track I played there, which was before The Cracks Are Showing, was I'd Rather Cut My Hands, which is from the Stinkfoot play he did. And not only may have been recordings of it, but none have ever been released. I'd love to get my hands on those. And then before that was John Peel's Epitaph, and then there was one of the Rawlinson Ends. That's part one. I could play hours of that. It's like Ivor Cutler. You could just play hours of it, and it's just impossible to pick one bit. So I just went for that bit. And then at the start was Terry Keeps His Clips On, which is again from Teddy Boys Don't Knit. So this is rather distracting. This is Laughing Blues, which is again a cover of an old 78 blues record. This is the Bonzos. But yes, so he was originally living in the Searchlight, which is a submarine. Was it a submarine? What was it? A submarine sort of finder. What was it? Submarine chaser. Yes. And apparently, just kept on taking water. And eventually, he lived there until 83, which is up on the Thames in Chertsey. And then what happened is that he then moved to Bristol with the Thekla, which everyone in Bristol going, "Ah, the Thekla," which he renamed the Old Profanity Showboat. And they opened the doors in 1983, and they was putting shows on there, and that's where Stinkfoot premiered. And apparently it was very successful there, and it transferred for a short West End run, actually, which apparently didn't really do so well as much as the original run in Bristol. Apparently there's lots of bands put on there, lots of productions and whatever. And he eventually moved from there, and I think he eventually split from his second wife, and did various things. I mean, various sort of spoken word stuff. That advert they mentioned, the Ruddles advert, and of course, I don't know if he was related to another Bonzo's rip. I'm pretty sure they used the Teddy Boys Don't Knit at some point for some advert, and of course Mr. Cadbury's parrot was Mr. Rodney's parrot, and they redid. There's lots of kind of raping of the Bonzo's back catalogue. I'd Rather Cut My Hands, that version is from something called Crank, which came out in 91, which I remember seeing at the time. It was amazingly good. It was It was done for the Late Show, an extended set of the Late Show, and that's the only, as far as I know, the only recording of that. If there are, I do hope there are recordings of Stinkfoot. I've heard there might be. The 27 songs he did for Stinkfoot. And there's lots of stuff in BBC vaults and stuff like that. And of course, sadly, he died in 1995 in sort of a small fire. He was in the habit of actually smoking in bed, and there was a small fire. But on the 6th of March 1995, he was drunk. But apparently it was faulty wiring. They thought it was. I remember watching a documentary that said it was his cigarettes, but actually it was faulty wiring. But yes, that was very, very sad. A very sad day. After that, there was. I mean, there's been various things, including the 2001 documentary about him, and there was also. The Bonzos reformed a while ago with various people on vocals, including Adrian Edmondson and various people doing the Vivian Stanshall bit. I don't know how it really could do that, but they were touring in 2005. And one of the things I've got to play, not exactly finish out on, because I'll be back at the end, is that actually the last, I managed to track down the last thing they did, which is 1987, they reformed to produce a sort of an EP, which wasn't actually released until, and it's a classic sort of in his Stanshall production, wasn't actually released till 1992, because obviously they must have missed the election somehow, so they waited till the 1992 election. And it's the classic "No Matter Who You Vote For, The Government Always Gets In" by Bonzo Dog Band.
Promises are cheap. Let me bear your crosses, make me boss of bosses, then you go back to sleep.
Hey ho, don't worry, pop your cross in the bin. No matter who you vote for, the government always gets in.
Always get I was.
When Mr. Slater's parrot says, oh.
Yes.
A geezer likes to get.
I bet you want to have a Cadbury's egg now. that was No Matter You Hope For, The Government Gets In, the Bonzo Dog Band. This could have been like double the size, and it was double the size of this. And it just, I don't know, I'm such a fan, it's so difficult for me to actually choose a song, you know. It's difficult for me to choose two songs per album, let alone, you know. It's just you know, and there's lots of things to check out. I mean, I would recommend, if you're going to go and track down some of the rarities, Big Grunt, there's a track called Blind Date. If you're going to go for Kilgron, How You Having Fun, which is a Viv Stansel. Check out the Rutland Weekend Songbook if you can find it, and the Rutland shows, from Neil Innes. And he's in his book of records. Again, his shows, as far as I know, are not available. The album is available, and there's all kinds of these things which are kind of difficult to find. It's just, I mean, criminally so, I have to say. So here, see what let's keep you up to date with what Neil Innes is doing. Apparently, he's been touring this year. Was doing a 30th tour with Neil Innes and Fatso, 30th anniversary tour, playing Rootles numbers and a few Bonzo and Python things. And apparently, a film came out. Last year we're talking about, called The Seventh Python, which I think he definitely was. I mean, he appears in the Hollywood Bowl playing protest song, and he sort of is always there in the background writing stuff for them. So was Douglas Adams, actually, and later on Douglas Adams was working for Monty Python. Not people know that he worked with Douglas Adams, so he's doing various things. But of course, his biggest thing was, of course, Raggy Dolls, which everyone in the States is going to go, what? But everyone in the UK of a certain age is going to be cracking up. Yes, of course, the Raggy Dolls was his biggest achievement, definitely. So this was Radio Clash. You can email me at mutantpop.net/radioclash. Hello. And you can find the blog at mutantpop.net/radioclash. And it's it's been a good one. And as I say, we're up to show 175. My God. It's taken a while to get here recently. Been lacking the inspiration to podcast, and also lots of money woes and lots of even though I've been unemployed for the last 2 months. Yes, exactly. 2 months I've been unemployed. It's been very, it's very fraught, I have to say. Anyway, enough about me. I hope you enjoyed. I hope this makes you go and find out about the music of, not only the music of Bonzo Dog Band, which, if you want to find a good place to start, there's a really compilation called Chronology. I would avoid a compilation. There's one called Bestiality, I think it is, which is all right. But the best one is a 3-CD set called Chronology, which has a lot. Some of the tracks I played today, quite a few actually, has on there, with the wonderful stereo separation, which doesn't actually exist on the issued albums. But yeah, the which is probably freaked you out. Sorry, but that's a really good place to start. As regards Viv Stansel, I think Teddy Boys Don't Knit, and Rawlins and End. And as regards the others, good luck finding any of this stuff. Neil Innes, yeah, you can get the Innes Book of Records and the Rootle stuff still is available, but beyond that, it gets difficult. Beyond the album, the Bonzo Dog albums and a couple of albums, this stuff is just very difficult to track down unless you do nefarious things online or find bootlegs. Some of it literally is not available anymore, and hasn't been. Since the 70s or 60s, which is very annoying. It shouldn't be like that. Certainly with someone like Viv Stansel, who really deserves a lot of love and a lot of critical acclaim, but also revisiting, hence this show. So I'm going to play out with a track. This is from their last album, as the Bonzos, and this is a track called Slush. So I hope you're all well, and I'll see you soon. Sorry. Thank you.
Ha ha ha!